It's time for our K-State Extension Report, and today we have Ryan Schaub, who is the Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
What are we talking about today? It's a tongue twister.
A little bit. It's something that maybe a lot of our producers aren't aware of, or maybe they're aware of it and just don't realize some of the yield losses that they could get from this pest. The pest in question is Dectes stem borer. I've had several producers in Franklin County alone calling me talking about lodging issues or where these plants fall over out in the field and they can't get them harvested. And we went out and we looked. Actually, we went and looked on Tuesday while there was still snow on the ground. So it was a nice warm day to go out into the field. We were just looking at these plants. So I had Tina Sullivan, the Northeast Area Agronomist, with me. We'll talk about some of the management options that we got later. She was showing me how you find them. So you can tear these plants out of the ground and actually cut the stems open, and you can still find the active stem borers there. And yes, they will overwinter here in Kansas. So if you've got them, and you plant beans next year, there's a chance you're going to have them again next year. Actually, an elevated chance you'll have them next year. So what is the Dectes stem borer? It is a long-horned beetle, be found throughout the Midwest, down into the southeast part of the United States. But they're kind of a grayish color. They look a lot like maybe a blister beetle or a stink bug. And so they're going to emerge in late June, typically. Again, I'm telling you, they overwinter here, so they don't have to blow up here from Texas or catch any of those winds. Really, it's not the adults that are causing the issue. The adults are there, but it's the larvae that are really causing the issue. They'll bore into like the main stem of a soybean plant at a node or a branch. They'll just bore straight down through the middle of that stem, and we won't see any effects initially. So actually, we might go until harvest and not even know that we had damage, but it's as those plants start to mature and dry down, if we get like a big wind, those stalks, because they are hollow now on the inside, will start to blow over. Those borers might girdle the inside part of that stem at the base. So again, they kind of just fall over and make harvest a real mess. I was reading a publication from the University of Nebraska, and it says you could expect 7 to 12% yield losses just by having the borer themselves. That's not counting for the wind damage or the lack of harvest efficiencies that we might have. So that's just from having the borer. So they can be a fairly big pest. And guys, I don't think these are new to the area. I think they've been here for a while. I know they've been in Western Kansas for a number of years. And with that, I guess, what can we do about it? Insecticides are not a good option. They are here for such a long period of time, you'd have to spray very repetitively. Not feasible in that instance. When we look at how those borers, you know, again, the adults aren't causing the issue, it's the larvae, and those larvae are going to bore into the stem, so they're protected by the plant. So how do you get an insecticide inside of there? The adults don't feed on any plant material or on the leaves of the soybean plant. So again, unless it's a contact insecticide and you just happen to spray the adults, we're not going to get them controlled. So really, insecticides are not a good option. So what else can we do? Rotation. Crop rotation is going to be very important. We got to break that cycle. Even this year, the fields that we've seen them the worst in were beans to beans to beans, and that just repetitive nature there. Again, these pests overwinter there, so if we continue to plant beans in that field, they're just going to germinate and they're just going to start attacking your crop. There might be some varieties that we can look at that might have a little bit stronger stem strength. That might be something to start looking at. Fertility is, you know, a healthier plant's going to be stronger than a weaker plant. So continuing to fertilize and make sure that we have those plants as healthy as we can be. Lastly, some of the specialists in the western part of the state talk about planting a trap crop. Sunflowers are their preferred plant to attack. We could plant some sunflowers in those fields and see if we could draw those pests just to the sunflowers. Again, that we're going to sacrifice whatever we plant there, but that might leave our beans alone. But there's going to be a yield loss in those instances too when you start thinking if you planted four or six rows around the outside of each field, you're going to have some yield losses. But if you had a situation where you had pretty severe yield losses in those bean fields and you want to go back to beans, that might be something to consider. Really, weed control going to be extremely important as well, because these pests can overwinter again in like cockerburs, some broadleaf weeds, ragweeds. It isn't just soybeans they'll attack. They do look for other pests as well, but mainly in our areas, the soybeans are where we're seeing the damage. Anyways, with that, if you want to see the pest, because we did go out in the field and found some in the stems. I actually took some of the worms out of the stems of these soybean plants and took some photos. They can be found on the Frontier District Facebook page. There's some information there along with a publication about the Decti stem borer. If you guys have questions, please don't hesitate to give me a call. The office number is 785-448-6826.
Okay. I'm still not going to try to pronounce it. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health will be Chelsea Richmond